With this program, it's called Don's Deeds. There's more than just Don Quixote on the program. We've got a couple of, well, I guess heroes. Billy the Kid was this famous outlaw, and Spartacus led a slave rebellion.
I am Spartacus.
Yes, ancient Rome back in 70 BC, Kirk Douglas and all of that from the movies. That's how most of us in America think of it. But this is a different Spartacus. What is this Spartacus all about?
This is a ballet by Cacciatorian. And actually, the truth of the matter is it doesn't really matter what the ballet is about. It's a suite of music from this ballet, and the music speaks beautifully on its own. I didn't know any of the plot elements until I knew the music quite well. Mm-hmm. And the music is charming in a way that Cacciatorian's music tends to be. I think he's one of the lesser known composers. Most people know his music from the Saber Dance.
Right.
And you do have a few of those moments in this particular suite where you have a very intense accompaniment and kind of a driving melody. But what I'm struck by in this music is the lyrical music. It begins with a very hard-on-your-sleeve romantic adagio, perhaps one of the great guilty pleasures in all of music. Overblown, extremely lyrical. It certainly wouldn't be out of place in any great Tchaikovsky melody medley. Mm-hmm. And then you also, on the other hand, have kind of oriental-flavored music. About midway through the piece, you have a very lovely solo for the clarinet, which almost sounds Arabian in its vocabulary. And so I think it's just a lovely, varied, beautifully orchestrated, very powerful, very exciting suite of music. The fact that it's from a ballet about Spartacus, you know, doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter, yeah. It doesn't really tell the story.
It does not tell the story at all.
Yeah. The opening that you were referring to, the adagio for Spartacus and Phrygia being his wife, it's one of the great love duets from ballet. You know, that was one of the most frequently requested pieces. I mean, once you get outside the Paco Bell canon and 1812 overture and things like that.
It doesn't surprise me at all. It's one of those lovely melodies that gets the heart beating faster, and there's a place for that in music.
Oh, sure.
It is certainly over the top in its unabashed romanticism, but I think that perhaps we should do a little bit more of that kind of music.
But you've also got, you know, the lively dances. What are this suite ends with the pirates.
The pirates dance, and the pirates dance is a whirlwind, and the whole thing lasts a minute and a half, 2 minutes, and it ends very abruptly. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it kind of alternates this suite. It begins with an adagio, then you have a very fast section, then the slow section with the clarinet, then a fast section with the saber dance like music, and then you have the section with the death of Spartacus, and then the pirate's dance, and so it kind of goes fast slow, but again, it just is a kind of a delight for the ears and a nice little hors d'oeuvre for this concert.
I know we're talking about in the other pieces that, you know, biographical musical pictures in a way. I mean, Billy the Kid is more obvious, and of course Don Quixote takes the whole thing even
absolutely
a step further. And we'll talk about the other pieces in some of the other podcasts. So if you want to find out more about this program with Don's Deeds, check out the next link.
Stay tuned.